Sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
If news breaks, we break in any time. Now back to America's most powerful talk lineup, WHIO.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today I have a topic that we're going to be diving into, which is allopathic thinking. So allopathic medicine, allopathic thinking, and just diving into that versus the opposite of that, which is, you know, homeopathic or vitalistic thinking. And again, I'm going to dive into and put a little bit of spin off on it. And allopathic thinking with natural means. And I'll dive into that here in a little bit. But nonetheless, it is important to understand this topic, because a lot of people get caught up on natural, healthy living, although they're still thinking allopathically. So again, as always, want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrWong.com. You can also find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Again, that's 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number as well, 937-552-7364. And, you know, if you want to make a new patient appointment, you can text new patient. You can text dinner. So we do have a dinner coming up on the 15th of July here in our office at Full Life Chiropractic, located at 1735 West Main Street in Troy. So directly behind Bob Evans, between Watson's Pool Supplies and old JoJo Waves location. But anyway, so if you want to come to that dinner, you can text the word dinner. You can come by yourself. You can bring friends and family. It's a nice, awesome place for you to find out what it is that we do. And secondly, figure out if it makes sense to you to make an appointment and actually transform your life from the inside out. So again, that dinner is coming up on July 15th here at our office. We'll be catering food from Viva La Fiesta, formerly known as La Fiesta Mexican restaurant here in Troy. And we're doing that as we're waiting for Basils to come back from the repairs from the fire incident they had a few weeks ago. So as always, you know, I like to get started by, you know, grounding myself and talking about what it is that jazzes me up and what gets me excited about being here on radio with you and literally exposing you to latest and greatest information and also a different approach at achieving health. So the reason I'm so passionate about what I do and why I get on radio every single weekend is due to my mom and, you know, my mom's condition. And my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago. Of course, that was riveting in my brain. I'll never forget the moment when she calls me. She starts crying. Of course, I start crying. She is my hero. I saw this woman, you know, struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three to put food on the table, roof over our heads. And, you know, I knew, like, when she told me this, I was like, she was devastated. I was devastated. I'm like, I don't know what to do. My hero's hurting, and she's actually wounded, essentially, in my brain, I thought, and your hero's supposed to not be wounded, right? And so she says she's not going to do the conventional treatment, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. You know, my wife and I are both in chiropractic school. We have a one-year-old daughter. We're scared, literally scared and stressed to the gills. And I'm like, you know, Mom, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you should do, but I know one thing. I know God put an amazing power in your brain, and if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, your body ought to function and heal at 100%. So, Mom, let's get your spine checked. We got her spine checked, and then we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Her neck's supposed to be literally nice and curved, supposed to have a 45-degree angle. My mom's neck has 0 degrees out of 45, which is not normal. From front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. From T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine going out to the side. When I saw that, I'm like, you know, there's no way that's helping anything, because for years, she suffered from upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections. And again, those nerves that come out of that area go to the breast tissue, heart, lungs. So when I saw it, I'm like, you know what, that makes complete sense. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, Mom, why are you doing things different now? Like, you've been doing the conventional treatments, getting the medication, you know, sinus medication and all that stuff, never surgery, but why now? She says, Son, I finally realized that I can die, and I want to literally see my grandchildren grow up. Four of those grandchildren she's referring to are my kids. Eden, who's 10, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who's 6, Ellery, who is 3 years old. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And because of that, I am thankful, happy, blessed to report my mom is still alive today, literally 10 years post-diagnosis, although her doctors told her, you will be dead in 6 months if you don't follow our treatment. So my mom took responsibility for her health. And the question I always ask is the following: who is responsible for your health? Right? And obviously, I always start with that question because literally people don't quite understand that they are responsible for your health. And it's not because they don't get it. And it's not because they don't think that way. It's because of their actions. So your actions speak louder than words, right? So yes, you're responsible for your health. That's what you say. But then as soon as, you know, oh, well, there's an extra little thing that I can do for health and it costs money out of my pocket. You know what? I'm not going to do that because my insurance should be paying for my health. And I get it. You pay good money for your insurance, just like I do. And I understand that thought process. But the thing is this, though, we've been taught to think that way. You know, you've been taught to think like, well, the insurance is supposed to cover everything. Insurance is there to literally the whole idea in a perfect world, which does not exist, by the way. We know that. I know, obviously, heaven is the perfect place we'll go after if you're a believer. But, you know, in a perfect world, though, you would stay in shape to the best of your ability. Of course, we're going to age. We're going to gain a little bit of weight, you know, post-high school. We're going to have aches and pains. We get that, right? That's just the body's going to break down, unfortunately, right? But, you know, you are going to go through life. And you're gonna be fairly preventative. You're gonna for a couple of walks a week, maybe 3 to 4 walks a week. You're gonna eat fairly decent foods, cut down on the sugar, cut down on, you know, all the ancillary like alcohol, cigarette smoking, etc. No illicit drug use. You work out every once in a while. You know, you enjoy life. You enjoy the people you love. You decompress. Your blood pressure's lower. You eat a fairly balanced diet, so there's no deficiencies. And then, you know, God forbid you have a major intervention that is needed, like, hey, I fell and I broke my knee, your insurance would come in and actually take care of that cost, right? Or like, hey, I had an unforeseen heart attack because of just, you know, whatever reasons. And again, the insurance comes in, pays $250,000 and fixes your heart. And hopefully you can get back out and do what you were doing and enjoying the people you love and just with more gratitude and more thankfulness, right? So again, That's in an ideal world. You would do everything decent and then you wouldn't have to use your insurance all that often because your insurance would only be there for the catastrophes, the unfortunate falls, slips, you know, vehicle accidents, you know, just the randomness that happens in life, right? But the problem is that that's not the way the insurance is being utilized right now. Insurance was meant to cover that additional cost out of pocket that would be unforeseen if you needed it. So now we go parallel to a vehicle, right? So you pay car insurance. And if you really think about a vehicle and vehicle insurance, and then you parallel that to your body, you'll understand why the thinking that your insurance should cover everything doesn't work. Because think about it this way. You buy a really nice car. Doesn't have to be brand new. Maybe a couple years old. You love it. You've been seeing it around, you know. You love the way it looks and you can't wait to wash it. You work hard, you save up, you buy the vehicle. Of course, you want to be a good steward of the blessing that you have in that vehicle because it's going to get you to and from work and all the things you love to do. You're able to, you know, haul the trailer or go to the lake with it, whatever the case is. You had this vehicle. It's amazing. Everything you dreamed of. Then you get insurance on it in case, you know, you get in an accident, car accident or something unforeseen happens, right? Your car insurance is designed for that, and it's perfect, and it's awesome because, again, you'll have a deductible, let's say call it $500, which is about, you know, typical, and you smash into the side of the garage by accident, right? And you bend the quarter panel in the front, and the bumper scratched up, and the headlight is busted, right? So you're looking at around $4,000 worth of damage because cars are expensive, right? So instead of paying the $4,000 out of your pocket, which would be a very big surprise that nobody really wants to do, you pay $500, the insurance covers the rest. And again, makes complete sense, right? So you would never, though, call the car insurance and say, hey, listen, I know that for this car to last me a long time, I have to do oil changes. I have to, you know, rotate the tires. I have to do the transmission flush. I have to get new brakes, right? I got to get new oil filter and air filter and fuel filter. You would never go to your car insurance and say, hey, listen, can you guys also pay for my oil change, for my filters to be, you know, taken and replaced, for my tires to be rotated? You would never do that. You would never go to the car. And actually, insurance is not going to cover it. Again, this is the mentality, unfortunately, like people apply this mentality of like, hey, no, my insurance should cover things that are good and preventative. Well, that doesn't make sense, because that's never how insurance was meant to work. And even deeper than that, where does this thinking come from? This thinking comes from the fact that we are taught to react rather than being proactive, right? Reactive rather than proactive. And it's all based off of the way that we have practiced medicine in this country. And that is the allopathic Western medicine style of thinking, saying that, hey, your blood pressure is high, therefore, we need to bring it down. So we're going to give you the opposite of what you have. So you have blood pressure is too high, we're going to give you pills to make it low. You have blood pressure is too low, we're going to give you pills to make it high. You're going to the bathroom too much and you're having diarrhea, we're going to give you something to stuff you up. If you're not going to the bathroom enough, we're going to give you something to make you go to the bathroom. Another example, you're sleeping too much, we're going to give you something to, you know, wake you up and be able to go. You're not sleeping enough, we're going to give you something to fall asleep. So again, I can go on and on and on. You're too depressed, we're going to give you something to lift you up. You're too jazzed up, we're going to give you something to bring you down. Again, I can go on for days with examples, right? That's allopathic thinking. Allopathic thinking, and again, on the next segment, I'll define what allopathic medicine and the way you're thinking. But that's the root of it all, right? The root of it all is that, well, I'm having this problem. Instead of looking at the root cause of the problem, like, hey, is my blood pressure higher because I might be, you know, maybe 10, 15 pounds overweight, or I may be eating too much sugar. It's actually not salt that's the main culprit behind. It's a component, but it's not the main culprit behind high blood pressure. It's actually sugar, right? So, like, am I eating too much sugar with, you know, probably enough salt there as well? Like, and you know, people are not taught to look at the root cause of the problem. They're taught to look at the problem and then also look at what we do opposite to get rid of that problem. You know, not the root cause of it, but the symptomatology that shows up from the problem. Again, blood pressure is just a side effect of something deeper that's going on. Are you overweight? Is it low blood pressure? Are you underweight? Are you eating too much of something? Are you eating not enough of something? Are you allergic to something, right? Nobody looks for that. They just say, hey, your blood pressure's high. We need to make it low. We're going to give you one blood pressure medication. Well, it's not working. Let's give you two. That's not working. Let's give you three. That's not working. Let's give you four. I've had patients on 5 blood pressure medications because nobody looked at the root of the cause of the problem. And then we figured it out, not only beyond the fact that, hey, your back is in pain, you're a little overweight, and oh, by the way, you're eating these things that you're allergic to, according to your allergic actual panel. You reduce all that, guess what? They come off of those medications along with their doctor's, you know, recommendations and their monitoring as well. And then the doctors take them off those medications, right? So again, looking at the root cause of the problem is what's important. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO. This is a talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
It is a hot and humid weekend, really feeling like the middle of July. High temperatures will be making into the low 90s with some pretty sweltering humidity. This means feels like temperatures could be surging, feeling like the mid-90s to possibly even the triple digits. There could be an isolated shower on Saturday, but Sunday looks to be more active with thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Ryan Miranda for Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552- 7364. You can talk to one of our team members if you press 2. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. If you want to text, you can text new patient, or you can also text dinner. We do have a dinner coming up on Monday, July 15th, a few weeks from now, here at our office. Again, we'll be catering food in from Viva La Fiesta here locally in Troy until Basil's gets there. You know, the restaurant fixed up post, you know, the little fire incident they had. Nonetheless, we'll be doing those at our office. So if you're interested in coming to the dinner, and obviously you get to almost kill two birds with one stone because you get to see our practice and what we're about. And secondly, also hear the message of where true health and healing comes from. So again, if you want to come to that dinner, you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. So coming back from the break, we're talking about allopathic thinking. So allopathic medicine, right? And again, like I kind of went off on a tangent there and talking about like how insurance is not meant to do preventative stuff, and that was never the way it was designed originally, right? But let's rewind. Let's go back, right? Let's actually first start by defining what the word allopathic medicine is, or what are those words? What does it mean? What do they mean, right? So allopathic medicine is a term that is basically used just to kind of denote the actual practice of normal mainstream medicine. So other names include like conventional medicine, mainstream medicine, Western medicine, which I'm sure you all have heard that before from me and other, you know, orthodox medicine or biomedicine, right? So the treatments with this actual allopathic approach is typically medication, surgery, radiation, or other therapies and procedures that basically do the opposite of whatever the body is experiencing, right? So again, I already talked about it and said that if, you know, your blood pressure is high, they want to bring it down, et cetera, right? So again, allopathic medicine is about, you know, putting something into your body that's going to create the opposite actual, you know, the opposite actual effect in your body. Not necessarily really worrying about the root cause of the problem, more so in the management of symptoms. And again, it has its place. Folks, don't hear me wrong. I have, by the way, like, shout out to all my healthcare practitioners that are listening. It's funny, I have patients. Just recently, some of people in my close circle have gone to doctors for, you know, the typical checkups and, you know, just being, you know, looking ahead and make sure there's nothing crazy that's about to explode in 10, 15 years from now. And it's funny, Dr. Juan, hey, I went to so-and-so who's a cardiologist, or I went to so-and-so who's a, you know, spinal surgeon or whatever. And they say they listen to your show and they enjoy your content. So shout out to all of you out there, whether it's, you know, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, even medical doctors. I love the fact you're listening. Again, this is not about bashing what you do. You went to school just like I did to help people, right? The understanding is also expanding your horizons, right? It's not, there's not one size fits all. I've had patients that I've had to go on to get surgeries, and they get stabilized in the areas that we can no longer work. And then they come back and we take care of the rest of it to prevent a future surgery. So again, I appreciate you all in the trenches. Again, I'm frustrated by the mainstream model of the medical system that most of you are unfortunately forced to practice within. And again, if you're doing something that's, you know, not orthodox or a little bit outside the box, awesome, kudos to you. Keep up the good work. So again, allopathic medicine, though, just the meaning, the actual definition, where does the term come from? Allopathic comes, the two words, aloes, right? You know, which is a Greek word, you know, allopathic, aloes, meaning opposite, and pathos, meaning actual suffer, to suffer, right? So obviously allopathic, so we want, you know, people who are like, you know, opposite of suffering, which is awesome. I mean, that's a phenomenal idea. That's a really noble idea. So the only issue is that the things that we thought were good a long time ago, right? Those things are unfortunately causing issues. So one of the examples, everybody knows, even the medical model and medical doctors know this, right? You don't overprescribe things like penicillin, amoxicillin, et cetera, because these antibiotics are creating antibiotic-resistant bacteria, MRSA, right? That are actually now affecting people even worse than before. So this is exactly why we want to, yes, have allopathic medicine available. God forbid I get in a car accident, my arm is hanging on by a thread, my heart's, you know, plummeting. I want you to give me allopathic medicine at that moment. Save my life. Do whatever you need to save my life, right? You know, but at the end of the day, once I get out of there, I'm going to do everything to recover as naturally as possible as I can. Yes, I may need to take a few pain pills so I don't lose my mind and, you know, just croak over. But legitimately, we're going to do the most natural thing after that so our bodies can heal. So again, it has its place, but it shouldn't be the number one thing every single time when people have things that are preventable. So again, I have to take another quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's and Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. You told us that weather, traffic, and news is the most important thing you look for.
Here's the big three things you need to know.
Authorities are concerned on a local and federal level.
And that's what this radio station is all about.
Breaking news from overnight.
Welcome to the legendary 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Since 1935.
Lou M with the WHIO Morning Show.
Depend on it. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
I'm Paul Stevens. Actor Alec Baldwin, now a free man after a judge in New Mexico on Friday dismisses his involuntary manslaughter case.
That was based on the idea that a box of bullets that was made available to the defense was then not passed on by them as part of the evidence.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Baldwin was charged in connection with the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. President Biden apparently not budging, saying he's not dropping out of the November White House race.
I'm the nominee. The Democratic Party, the only Democrat or Republican has beaten Donald Trump ever. And I'm going to beat him again.
Mr. Biden in Detroit on Friday. Several Democrats, though, want him to bow out all this while Republicans are gearing up for this coming week's convention in Milwaukee. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer heat wave back in place the next 4 days. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday all look like they will be above 90 degrees. We will have some chances for some showers and storms starting Saturday afternoon. It's isolated in nature. Sunday, we'll have a pretty good shot of some showers and storms, likely with some storm system coming through. Monday, it's going to be hot and humid. Air temperatures in the mid-90s. Feels like temperatures closing in on the triple digits. Even Tuesday, it's hot and humid. By Wednesday, we're dropping back down to the 80s. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Ryan Miranda for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
This is the Miami Valley's home for Fox News, the most powerful name in news. WHIO. If news breaks, we break in anytime. Now back to America's most powerful talk lineup, WHIO. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the show today. If you're just coming back to the second half, if you're just joining us, welcome. We've been diving into the topic of allopathic medicine and allopathic thinking, just defining what those words are, and also how the big issue right now is how we've been taught to think that our health is not our responsibility. We're punting that off to the insurance company, the medical doctor. So again, diving into that topic today. But before I get into all that, want to remind you, as always, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, podcasts. You can search the podcast Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. Also you can text or call our number, which is 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number again, 937-552-7364. So, talking about allopathic medicine, the allopathic approach, again, it has its time and place. You know, obviously, I speak very passionately. So, just because you speak passionately about something does not mean you're opposite of something else and you hate that thing. I'm just very passionate about the way we do things and the way that the approach of health that we take and how many people has helped. But there is definitely a place and a time for allopathic medicine. So, again, don't hear me wrong. However, I feel as though you should do everything within your power to get to the root cause of the problem naturally to fix it and prevent it from detrimenting you further or getting you to that point in where the only solution at that moment will be surgery. So that is the only difference, right? So again, allopathic medicine thinking, and this is where I'm going to now start transitioning. You know, in the first segment, I talked about, you know, people being taught that insurance should cover everything. And again, that could, nothing could be further from the truth. Your car insurance is never going to cover your actual oil change. So if you put that now in perspective to your body, like your oil change would be like, you know, getting massages, working out, chiropractic treatments. If your chiropractic treatments are medically necessary because you had an injury or something like that, and the doctor participates in insurance, by all means, do it, right? But again, if it's more of a preventative lifestyle thing, right? So again, like, those things are preventative, like oil changes and spark plug changes and filter, you know, changes in a vehicle. Your insurance was never designed to cover that. So again, this, the thought process has then led to people never really looking for the root cause of the problem, more so for a band-aid solution, because they don't want to do anything, unfortunately, the way we've been taught. They don't want to do anything until the red engine light comes on in the vehicle. And again, if the real engine light comes on in the vehicle and you put a Band-Aid over that light or a piece of plastic, tape to cover it up, like electrical tape or something like that, so you don't see the light, the problem is still there. And the root cause of the problem is only being managed at the surface by a Band-Aid. So you can't see the light. But as soon as you take that Band-Aid off and you see that light, it's like, oh, wow, like the engine red engine light is still on. Okay, well, there must be a problem. Let me just add more oil. Let me just go ahead and just get more gas and rotate the tires one more time. Let's see what happens, right? Again, you got to get to the root cause of the problem and fix the problem, right? You can't just keep throwing medications at it in hopes that it will go away. There's a reason why you're having Hashimoto's. There's a reason why your menstrual cramps are terrible. There's a reason why you're getting headaches every 2 to 3 days. There's a reason why your blood pressure's high or too low, you know? So that is the whole idea behind being more holistic, homeopathic, right? Preventative, that vitalistic approach, believing that the body has power to heal from within, not necessarily outside in. And this is where now I'm going to transition and then challenge those listeners right now. Some of you are patients of mine that think this way, right? So if you're thinking, I did a health talk earlier this week, and I'm always talking. Of course, my wife's like, you talk a lot. And then, of course, this radio show thing came on. I'm like, I'll talk all day. I'm all about it, right? But I went and did this health talk. And one of the things that I said, and I hit on this every once in a while, but like it just like clicked with everybody. I'm like, you know what? I probably should maybe include this in my talks more often, right? So the challenge is this. So allopathic medicine, right? Some people will like be like, man, I don't like medicine and I don't like doctors. And I have people that come to our office like, man, I'm so against doctors and this and the other. And I'm like, look, I get it. Like, calm down. Like, I'm a doctor. Like, we want to help you. It's all good. Like, tell me your frustrations. They let it out of their chest and we talk it out, you know, and then we move on and then we provide what we can provide and see if we can help, right? So legitimately, like, people will be like, oh, you know, I don't like doctors, I don't like medicine, et cetera, right? But again, the unfortunate part is the allopathic thinking is still stuck in their brain, because again, that's the way we're raised. When you're a kid and you have a symptom, your mommy and daddy tell you to go on top, like literally above the actual sink in the bathroom, which is back in the day, not anymore, right? The thing above your actual sink in the bathroom is called a what cabinet? A medicine cabinet, right? Because there was medicine in there. You have a fever. The fever's too high. Hey, Bobby, go grab the pink bubble gum flavor, amoxicillin, whatever, and let's grab that. Well, obviously that would be in the fridge, but something else like a Tylenol or whatever to grab it to take to lower that fever, right? So now, again, that's allopathic thinking. So then now let's just transition. You are no longer a kid. You no longer live in your household with your parents. You're an adult now. You're married. Maybe you have a couple kids. You're working a really busy job, engineer, CPA, whatever, you know, post handler, whatever. And then the same thing happens. You get home from work, you have a headache, right? But you're like, you know what? I have this headache, and I know from listening to Dr. Juan, he talks about that headaches are because of, you know, constriction of the blood vessels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So instead of taking an Advil or a Tylenol to get rid of my headache, I'm actually going to take magnesium to relax the blood vessels to allow the pressure in my head to drop down so I can no longer have a headache. Listen, kudos to you. And again, this is a compliment sandwich, we call it, right? The compliment sandwich. Kudos to you because you're trying to do something different, and that's awesome. And again, I commend you for it. It's amazing you're trying to do something different. That's great. However, you went from, hey, I don't want to take blah to do opposite, right? I don't agree with allopathic medicine, doc. I love more of the natural stuff. And this is the part like where it's not that it's comical, but to me, it's just a perplexing and a slightly like, you know, funny in a little way, because people think like two layers deep, but they don't go to the third layer. And I hope you know what I mean. But Liz's like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I don't want medicine, I don't want drugs, right? You know what? And oh, by the way, I don't want to keep putting drugs in my body. And but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take this magnesium to lower the pressure in my head so I don't have a headache. Awesome. But then the layer that they're missing, that they don't go deeper, is this layer. Well, that's awesome. And that's great that you're taking magnesium, because it's literally necessary for over 300 processes in the body, and it's going to help you. No doubt about that. But let's just ask one more question beyond the two questions, right? Let's go one layer deeper. What is causing the headache? Why is it that you're coming back every 2 to 3 days from work, you know, mail handler or, again, CPA or engineer, and now you're having a headache, and we're now no longer taking Tylenol because you don't want to continue to exacerbate the detoxification process in your liver and the secondary, tertiary side effects. You're taking magnesium instead, which is great. Why are you not looking for the cause of the problem? Here it is. That's the downfall, because you're now utilizing supplements, right? This is the catch-all right here. You're utilizing supplements to allopathically treat your symptoms. So I'll let that sink in for a second. And when I said that at this health talk that I did earlier this week, like three ladies were like, oh, that makes sense. I didn't think. And I said, like, if you're taking a blah supplement to treat a symptom, again, you can take supplements and no problem. I recommend supplements to my patients all the time, right? That need them, and you know, whatever they need, et cetera, right? Especially blood testing and all that. Once we know there's a deficiency, we're going to give your body the supplementation it needs, because you're not getting it from your diet, obviously. This is why you're deficient. We're going to give you that supplementation to assist your body in functioning optimally so it can heal from within naturally, right? But we're not giving the actual supplement to treat your body allopathically. Instead of taking a Tylenol, now you're taking a magnesium. That's literally, you're still thinking the same way. You're just literally taking a different product. And again, that like kind of ruffles some feathers there. And I know it, because some of you are like, no, I got 17 bottles on top of my, you know, my kitchen, my mantle or whatever that I take every single day, because I take for this pain, this I take for that pain, this really helps with this symptom, and this really helps with this other symptom. And again, kudos to you, the other side of the sandwich right now, right? The compliment sandwich. One positive, one critique, another positive, right? Good for you. You're taking something that's different than drugs. That's awesome. Why are you doing it? And this is what we challenge our patients with in our practice. I challenge you with your mindset as to why you're doing what you're doing. If you know what we know, you would do what we do, right? Our approach is, let's fix the root cause of the problem so the body can heal from within naturally and give it what it needs to do so, but it's not from a standpoint of treating the body with blah supplement to allopathically do the opposite of what's happening, right? And again, if you need to do that in some moments, don't get me wrong, you need to, right? Like, you sprain your ankle, it's swollen, it's hurting, you're miserable, and you don't want to take actual ibuprofen. Okay, I'm cool with you taking 2 to 3 to 4, you know, 100 milligrams of curcumin. It's God's ibuprofen. That's what we call it. That's great. It's better than taking the ibuprofen and destroying your stomach, you know, lining and affecting your stomach acid and all that stuff, right? But again, in that instance, for an acute issue, awesome. But if you're treating something that you've had for like 3 to 4 to 6 to 10 months to a year to 2 years to 5 years, and you're taking supplementation to reduce the symptom, that's allopathic thinking, ladies and gentlemen. You're thinking allopathically, even though, and again, this is the slightly comical part, even though you're hardcore, I don't go to doctors, I don't like doctors, I don't like pharma, I don't like medicine, I don't like blah, 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 blah. And you'll sit there and tell all your friends about it and how like, oh, I stay really healthy and I do this and the other, because you're not getting to the root cause of the problem. So again, like, the question is, when are you going to get to the root cause of the problem? When are you going to start going to that next layer deep? Again, it's entirely up to you. You have to figure out when that is best for you and your timing. Again, I cannot tell you when to do it, but you have to get to the root cause of the problem to fix it. So you're not needing, my goal when I put patients on supplements, especially when we do their blood work, your urine, their stool tests, hormones and everything, is not to keep you on supplements for the rest of your life. It's to get your body, and I say this to all my patients, if you're listening patients and you're doing the Max Metabolics program, I say this all the time. This is not to literally put you in a ton of supplements for the rest of your life. This is to get rid of the crisis you're currently under right now and allow your body to absorb those nutrients you're getting from food and decrease those supplements over time. So you're getting most of it from your food because your gut is now open and able to absorb. And then sprinkle with the things that you're still really, really deficient in so your body can start functioning and healing at 100%. So that is the reason, that is the thought process behind actual natural preventative vitalistic thinking, homeopathic thinking, and that whole approach, right? So again, I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Days Isn't Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
It is a hot and humid weekend, really feeling like the middle of July. High temperatures will be making it into the low 90s with some pretty sweltering humidity. This means feels like temperatures could be surging, feeling like the mid-90s to possibly even the triple digits. There could be an isolated shower on Saturday, but Sunday looks to be more active with thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Ryan Miranda for Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDr.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. So on the previous segment, I was, again, giving that example of allopathic thinking when it comes to, you know, utilizing actual supplementation or natural means. And again, by no means am I actually knocking the fact that you're trying to get better and utilizing a supplement. Or a natural herb or something like that, right? The challenge comes in to thinking that because you have a symptom, you have to treat it with an actual something, right? And that's the challenge that I want you to start thinking beyond just like, hey, I have a symptom. Instead of taking this actual medication, I'm going to take this supplement to make that symptom go away. Got to ask that deeper question. Why is that symptom there in the first place? Why am I getting a headache? Am I actually dehydrated? Are my magnesium levels correct? Or is it hormonal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So again, it's very, very important to figure out the root cause. And again, some of you are like, well, of course you're going to say that, Dr. Juan. You want us to come to your office to the chiropractic thing and see if it's coming from our spine. Yes, I do want you to come do that. But again, beyond that, there's other causes beyond just chiropractic, right? I have patients that their spines are really, really good. They're not perfect by any means, right? They're really good. They do everything to the best of their ability that we actually recommend and we teach here. But guess what? Every once in a while, they still get symptoms like headaches, or they'll get X, Y, and Z. We have to look for the cause in that moment. Is it because the vertebra is out of position, or is it because the vertebra is slightly out of position and then you didn't sleep well the night before and you didn't drink enough water, and oh, by the way, you ate something that your body didn't agree with? All these different things can actually be the cause of the symptom that you're experiencing. It's not just saying that, hey, the chiropractic is the end all be all, it's going to fix everything. It's about getting to the cause. Again, the cause of the problem is what we're looking for. And unfortunately, we've been essentially brainwashed to think allopathically from the outside in, opposites. Hey, let me get rid of the symptom so my body feels better. And again, you can feel better and mask the symptom and not feel it any longer. Does that take away the fact that you still have something wrong with you? Just because you don't feel the headache and it dulls it away, that you can still function and go to the, you know, the music festival or go shopping or pull the weeds out of the garden, does not negate the fact that you still have a problem that's causing a headache. Just because you can't feel it doesn't mean it's longer there. This is why I always warn patients after I actually adjust them for the first time. I'm like, hey, you might be sore, similar to, like, you know, working out, a really good workout, you know, soreness, etc. But I always advise, like, try your best not to take, like, over-the-counter, like, Advil or ibuprofen or anything like that, because you might be feeling decent enough. Again, feeling is just a side effect of function. It's not what we're striving to do. I want you to feel better, but I don't want you to feel better just to feel better, because I can make you feel better by just numbing you, right? That is not, you're not increasing function that way. I want you to feel better because you're functioning so much better. People function better, they're feeling better, right? And then they're like, you know what? I got a little bit of soreness. Let me mask that soreness up with an actual medication over the counter. Let me mask that symptom. Now I feel phenomenal. And now they say, you know, I have one adjustment. My low back is not hurting at all. The little soreness that was there is gone because I took, you know, 3 ibuprofen. I'm going to go pull weeds for 15 hours straight to make my garden look really, really nice. And, you know, pull weeds out of the mulch beds or whatever the case is. It's going to look awesome. And then the ibuprofen wears off. And then they come in on Monday and they're like, Dr. Juan, my back is killing me. I'm like, what did you do? Well, I felt really, really good because I was functioning better because I was aligned better from your adjustment. And by the way, there was a little bit of a soreness. So I actually took some ibuprofen to mask that soreness up. I felt like $1 million and I pulled weeds all weekend, 15 hours. I'm like, awesome. Good job. Not intelligent. Because you now force your body to do something it's not used to doing. It's about gradual progress. So again, this allopathic model thinking affects you more than you think. So the challenge that I'm proposing to you is this. Try your best whenever you're having the next ailment, headache, sore tight back, sciatica, whatever the case is, ask the question, why is this happening? What is the root cause of it? Look for the root cause and fix that. And then you can get rid of that symptomatology that keeps showing up with his ugly head every 2 to 3 weeks, 4 months, twice a week, whatever the case is. So again, stop allopathic thinking when you're trying to be preventative, because it's all about actually preventative thinking and, you know, holistic, vitalistic, homeopathic approach to your health. So that's all I got. I ran out of time. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, we talked about allopathic thinking, challenge your thinking, change your life. Again, thanks so much for listening. This is Living the Full Life. But your host, Dr. Juan Fernandez, here on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dave and Susan Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. This is a Consumer Warrior Clark Howard Minute.
People in the grocery business are whining behind your and my back. Here we are, we go in the store, and we're like, our money's evaporating as we put things in our shopping cart. And at the same time, the sellers of groceries are complaining because we're actually buying a lot less food. We're on buyer's strike. And what that's leading to is the sales flyers are getting thicker and thicker, more and more promotions when you come in. Walmart, which is the biggest seller of groceries, just cut prices on thousands of items. And so it's working. You and I want to play hard to get. The more we do, the better the prices are going to get in groceries. Grocery prices, after just skyrocketing, went up 1% in the last year. My prediction, the next year, they're going to go down.
Clark is WHIO's consumer warrior, and you can hear him during Miami Valley's morning news on WHIO.
This hour was sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.